Namaste. So what is God? If you look at Indian thought, and Shivananda would agree, there is one supreme reality. You can't call it God. You can call it nothing actually. It is not known as God. It's called as Tat. That. So where does God figure in? God figures in when we talk about Creator. Creator is in the supermind, because that's where it receives everything and throws out. But equally, the Creator can be experienced at the overmind gnosis. Meaning thereby, from the supermind, something of that is received in the overmind, where you can feel the splendor of the Creator. So we can take it that overmind gnosis like a very thin veil. So people have experienced the Creator either at this level or supermind, nobody had experienced before Sri Aurobindo, and the proof is that they could not reconcile creation. That's the proof. But lower down also we can experience the Creator, but with the sense of the mysticism, like the rahasya, that there is a feeling, there is a mystic feeling in the heart that there is the Creator. Now that's one thing, but overmind experience is too dazzling. And beyond it is the supermind. So supermind, we can say, is where we can use the word God literally. So God is the Creator. Now we have these two layers of creation. One is supermind and above. In supermind, the creation is experienced in terms of eternal time as satyam, vrahatam, anantam, jnanam. It is infinitely expanding. It is truth creation. And below it we have the lower creation, which is subject to ignorance, subject to death, subject to mortality. This one part. So now we have, and divine is everywhere. So this divine reality is threefold, has three aspects. One is the reality which transcends creation. Because its origin, creation has not yet begun. Even Creator, the divine, is not yet, if I have to use a human language, not even thought of creating. It's like a writer sitting coolly. You can't imagine the divine smoking a pipe, but he is in a relaxed state. He is Sivoham Sivoham. He is beyond good and evil. He is beyond anything that we can conceive. But then he leans towards creation. That's where he becomes now the Creator Divine, the same Divine. But creation is not yet started, so he transcends creation. Supermind transcends creation. Tapolok, Chidghanlok, Satyalok, Anandalok, they all transcend creation because they are before creation, anterior to the creation. So in this is the transcendent. Why transcendent? What does it transcend? It transcends the individual, of course. But it also transcends the cosmos. Cosmos means space and time. Within space and time, manifestation is taking place. What is space? Space is the paper. What is time? Time is the scribe. Simple way. Manifestation is God is writing a story. So he makes space. And time must write. What is the letters or language? Is the objects. Beings. Various kind. What is the ink? The forces and energies. So there is a line in Savitri. Objects are his letterings. So that's how he's writing this creation. At several levels this is being written. Manifestation. So to manifest in terms of time and space, cosmos has to be created. Now normally we talk about cosmos only as a material cosmos. But from the spiritual perspective, there are many, many layers of cosmos. There are many worlds, lokas. How do we know it? One simple experience. If I say, what am I aware of? So I'll say, I'm aware of this material world. Therefore, there is the material world as the reality. Hold on, hold on. Are you aware only of material world? If you think deep, you will say, no, I'm aware also of desires. Where is the origin of desires? Material objects are material objects. What makes you want the material object? So there is the desire, which I am subjectively aware of desires. I'm aware of passions. I'm aware of ambitions. I'm aware of emotions. I'm aware of thought. Where do thoughts come from? I'm aware of my aspiration. Now, according to spiritual experience, which again, as I said, is very logical, all the things that we experience in our subjective self, each of them is a world in its own right. And this is practical implications. From the science point of view, as it is understood now, not ultimate science, that, well, thoughts are the activity of brain. Well, but just imagine, brain is so similar, with some variations here and there, genetics, composition or whatever. Such variety of thoughts come. From where do they come? From the spiritual point of view, brain is only an organ that receives and transmits. Where does it receive from? It receives from thought world. And there are layers of thought worlds. We'll not go into it in detail. By tuning the brain, either by habit or by predilection, temperament, evolution, that's a different subject, you can tune into the highest thoughts from the highest worlds, or to the lowest thoughts from the lower worlds. And then you say, oh, I'm thinking like this. You're not thinking. They are coming, entering into you. So you have thought world. Similarly, where are emotions coming from? From the world of feelings, where they are moving all around. Haven't we observed? Suddenly we are in the grip of an emotion, then it leaves us. Some people say, I am angry. So ask them, okay, show me your anger. No, it's not like that. So what happens? Anger catches you. Where does it come from? There are worlds where forces are so turbulent, violent, jostling with each other. It's like you go into a crowd and you get angry because atmosphere. So there are worlds of anger, worlds of suspicion, worlds of fear lower down. So we have these many, many, many worlds. So they are, each world corresponds to a cosmos. So you have the mental world in which there will be several sub-mental, means mental world is not just one world. There will be several layers, steps in that mental world. Similarly, there is the vital world. Vital world is not just one world, but several, where emotions, passions, desires, all this will be there. That's what we call as, you know, Gandharv Lok. And Shobindo differentiates it into the higher vital, the lower vital, the middle vital, each corresponding to something that we experience within us. And then there is the material world. And then, because creation has sunk below, you have the worlds below the material world, the subconscient, Patal Lok, and then the inconscient. Inconscient is not a world, because there is no world, no creation there, but just a state. So that's how we see that there are all these worlds. So there is the cosmic. And who is the super? There also the divine is present as the cosmic being, the cosmic spirit. So now we have the transcendent. We have the supreme. Let's start from there. Then you have the transcendent. And then you have the cosmic. What about the individual? Now for each individual element also there is the divine presence, which is leading it. That's why there is order in this creation. Because each individual element automatically is bound within its space. There is infinite energy in atom, but it doesn't release itself. It knows I have to. Kya bolte hain Hindi mein? Kaide mein rahoge to fayde mein. It is really true. Stay within your limits and boundaries, everything is fine. Try to exceed your limits and boundaries, you'll create a disturbance, there'll be counter reactions of that disturbance, and so on and so forth. So everything is in such a way Maya has built that it doesn't break its limit, even though the infinite is there, except man. Because in man, the evolutionary journey begins. So we can say equally that within man, though individual divine presence is in everything, but in man, he can become aware of the divine presence within him. So now we have three aspects of the divine: the transcendent, of course, the supreme reality. So again and again, supreme reality is absolute. It is the divine, which is beyond everything. Though it is also transcendent, of course. But in transcendence, we can say two types of. One is the supreme, and then there is the transcendent, where we have all this Sachidananda and the worlds, higher worlds. Even supermind is the transcendent. Why? Because it's beyond the cosmos, before the cosmos have come into existence. Though one day it will come within the supramental world. So supramental world exists, but supramental world will be manifested here. And then you have the individual divine. So this is the threefold experience of the divine, which is described in every yoga, including the Christian yoga. They have forgotten it. So they have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They don't understand the meaning, most of them. Of course, in Indian yoga, we know that we say, divine is within every element, ghat ghat ka vasi, that famous line of Kabir, ek Ram, Dashrath ka beta, ek Ram, hai jagat pasara, ek Ram, ghat ghat ka vasi, ek Ram hai sabse nyara. Nyara is the transcendent, ghat ghat ka vasi is the immanent, and jagat pasara is the universal. So all these three levels, we can realize the divine. Though the same divine, but implications are different. When I realize the divine within me, I am a Jivan Mukta, but I don't understand the world. When I realize the divine in the world, especially Karma Yogins have this great advantage, then you understand the ways of the divine in the world. And when you realize the divine is the transcendent, you are free to undo the cosmos or to be in it. So this is the threefold realization that one gets in this yoga. In certain yogas you have one side or another. Equally, there are other, when we talk about now the creator God in the supermind, then we have seen in the overmind we see differentiations. So you can experience the divine reality in the overmind as impersonal, nirgun, unqualified, without any qualities. Or you can experience the divine in the overmind as sagun, brahman, as divine with qualities. You can experience the divine as each of these, godhead of each of these qualities, god of love, a god of justice, a god of beauty, a god of strength. So all of them you can experience. Or you can go beyond all of this into the transcendent. So this is how human beings have experienced. Again, when the soul is striving within the mind, it can, in the higher regions, only glimpse one or the other. And it can use it as a door to escape from the cosmos. So when we approach through the mind, the soul experiences impersonality. And it if it wants to escape, then it will withdraw more and more into that impersonality and escape. But what will we it speak about, or that mind of that person speak about those who are experiencing divine is sagun? It will say that, well, there is no such thing and bhaktas are fools, they are sentimental idiots. But those who go through the bhakti will experience the divine as being, as sagun brahman, and they will say, oh, these fellows, jnana yogis are. That's how they have these cults. Why? Because at the over mind you don't have the reconciling truth. But in the super mind, you will see that nirgun and sagun are both of one and the same. It is like I may be sitting doing nothing, not even contemplating. Or I may be beginning to write and expressing all that is inside me. Justice, wisdom, strength, love, all this. That's why again, super mind can heal all the different experiences into one single realization. And the Gita uses the word for it, samagram mam. And it says it's very rarest of rare to know this. Shobindu had a glimpse of this in Alipur Jail.